In the basement of the Walter Sobeleff building at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, Emily Galgano opens a huge white cabinet. She pulls out a long drawer with a Chilkat robe inside. Its colors are faded.
So it could be very old or it could be less old. I'm assuming at least 100, 150 years old, but it's hard to say exactly.
Galgano is the Institute's archives and collections director. She says the robe is a diving whale design. Some of the black coloring has faded to purple and rust. Other spots are still rich and dark, which could indicate a different batch of dye. With gloves on, Galgano flips over a corner of the robe to reveal colors much closer to how they might have looked when the robe was new. Dark blacks and bright yellows. Earlier this month, the robe was on display during celebration. Galgano had hoped that people might see it and know something about its origins.
So we're always working with the community to try and crowdsource that sort of information. This is the first time I've done something with an object like this that's of this scale, but we have done similar, smaller projects.
The robe is on loan from the Rahr West Museum in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Greg Vadney, the museum's executive director, says they don't have anything else like it. He believes it came to the museum in the 1940s from someone who served in the Coast Guard in Alaska.
We have nothing else that we know of that even comes from the Pacific Northwest, let alone Alaskan tribal culture. So we were excited to be able to return it to its home. And we're also very excited that hopefully, while it's at Sea Alaska Heritage, some of the gaps in the history that we don't know about.
He says the idea to reach out to SHI came from Manitowoc artist Skip Wallen, who designed the whale sculpture at the Whale Project in Juneau. Vadney says Rahr West is eager to return the robe to its original owners.
Certainly as a museum, oftentimes we kind of unfortunately look at the things as things and forget about the material culture of it and the human element, and in this case, the spiritual element that is inherent to it.
The robe is on loan to SHI for the next year, but it could stay in Juneau while the organizations decide next steps.
Our thought process is this is a step towards repatriation.
Galgano says the Institute's next step will be gathering expert weavers to study the robe.
If it belongs to a clan and it's something like At'u, where it's a clan-owned object, then we also have a process where clans can long-term loan items here, where we'll still care for it. It'll still be in our climate-controlled vault and taken care of here, but it won't belong to the museum, and they can then check it out for ceremonies, things like kuig.
She says she wants anyone who thinks they may have information about the robe to make an appointment to come see it. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry.